Hi, they start sending us AI and I dictating notes from Aventara Nursing Home in Lake Zurich, and the date is December 1st, 2023. First one is history and physical on Laverne, Laverne. Last name is Rice, Rice. In brackets, date of birth 10/11/1925. This is 98-year-old female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She fell and had right hip fracture and subsequently was sent here. She denies any history of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. Past medical history is significant for paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, hypertension, primary biliary cirrhosis, osteoarthritis, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse. Allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 2, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is atomatic, normospheric, pupils are equirectal, light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is irregular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral ferrate entry, no added sounds, abdomen is soft, non-tender extremities, no pulmonary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, right hip fracture, needing pain control, comma, hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, atrial fibrillation, comma, hyperlipidemia. Plan same. Patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility because she was not able to take care of herself. Her pain is better controlled than before. She is on DVT prophylaxis. Total time spent doing admission was more than 50 minutes, including reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. We'll continue to monitor her closely. Next progress note is on Carol, Carol, last name is Settlemyer, Settlemayer. In brackets, date of birth 5/29/1948. This is 75-year-old female who was admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She had complicated hospital course. Initially, she had decompression surgery done with at T10 level with fusion, and then she had post-op wound infection with CSF leak, and then patient had delirium, and patient was discharged here on IV antibiotics. Now patient is feeling much better. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. Past medical history is significant for coronary artery disease, hypertension, status post stents, COPD, obstructive sleep apnea, GERD, lung cancer. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse at this time. Allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable. HENT, head is atomatic, normospheric, pupils are equirectal, light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral ferrate entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender. Extremities, no pulmonary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan. Back pain with post-op complication and infection after T10 decompression surgery. comma hypertension, comma hyperlipidemia, comma coronary artery disease, comma COPD, comma history of breast cancer and lung cancer. Plan same. Patient had a complicated hospital course and then was transferred here because she was not able to take care of herself. She is on IV antibiotics. Total time spent was more than 50 minutes reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. She is on DVT prophylaxis. Her blood pressure is controlled. She denies any chest pain or shortness of breath or dizziness. We'll continue to monitor her closely. Next history and physical is on Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H, last name is Parks, P-A-R-K-S, in brackets, date of birth 12/11/1949. This is 73-year-old female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility because she was not able to take care of herself. She fell in a bathtub and was found to have a sacral fracture, and she was in too much pain. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Patient had hospital course complicated by atrial fibrillation, needing ablation. Past medical history is significant for atrial fibrillation, CHF, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, Parkinson's disease, breast cancer. Family history is non-contributory. Social history, denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications, as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 2 to 3. Hemodynamically stable. HENT head is arrhythmic, normal cephalic, pupils are equilateralized, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is irregular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral fair air entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pulmonary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, status forced fall leading to sacral fracture, comma hypertension, comma atrial fibrillation, comma CHF, comma Parkinson's disease, comma hyperlipidemia, comma history of breast cancer. Patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility because she was not able to take care of herself. Total time spent during admission was more than 50 minutes, including reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. She is getting pain medications for pain control. She is eating and drinking okay. She has normal bowel movements. She has DVT prophylaxis. She denies any palpitations or dizziness or shortness of breath. We'll watch her closely. End of dictation. They start sending SCI and I.